AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. South Florida Federal Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart says the Justice Department has a week to come up with proposed redactions in the affidavit the department and FBI used to get the warrant to search former President Donald Trump's home. Deanna Shulman is one of the attorneys representing news organizations asking for the affidavit and other records.
Judge Reinhart gave us some clues to that today by telling us, for example, that at this juncture he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal, meaning that he understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this warrant application and its affidavit.
The Justice Department has adamantly opposed making any portion of the affidavit public, arguing it would compromise its ongoing investigation, expose the identities of witnesses, and possibly prevent others from coming forward and cooperating with the government. Alan Weisselberg, chief financial officer of former President Trump's company, the Trump Organization, pleaded guilty to 15 counts, including tax evasion, related to a scheme that prosecutors say involved off-the-books compensation, an apartment, cars, even the tuition for his grandchildren's private school. The AP's Mike Sisick is in New York.
Alan Weisselberg has been with the company for almost 50 years. He worked his way up the ranks, and people within the company say he knows a lot about the financial dealings and business interests that former President Trump is involved in. Now, Alan Weisselberg was scheduled to go to trial in October, along with the Trump Organization, on these tax fraud charges. But then this week, cut a deal with prosecutors that will see him serve 5 months in jail, and he has to testify at the Trump Organization's trial in October.
Two planes collided over Watsonville, California while trying to land at a local airport. Two people were on one plane, one pilot on the other. At least two of the three are dead. This is AP News. Three men, including a mafia hitman, are charged in the killing of notorious Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger in a federal prison in West Virginia.
The Justice Department says charges were filed against Fotios Freddy Gias, Paul De Coligero, and Sean McKinnon. They come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing. Bulger was beaten to death at USP Hazleton in October 2018, hours after he was transferred from a prison in Florida. He'd been serving a life sentence there for 11 murders and other crimes. Bulger, who ran the largely Irish mob in the 1970s and 80s, served as an FBI informant. He later became one of the nation's most wanted fugitives and was on the run for 16 years. I'm Norman Hall.
Two Colorado gun groups file suit in federal court against bans on semi-automatic weapons and magazine ammunition restrictions adopted by two Colorado cities after the state allowed municipalities to enact tougher gun control measures. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.